Fighting for survival is such a boring battle. Wanna get into my car, I wanna drive out to Seattle, where the used record stores have much better prices. But I don't have a car, and I don't have a license. Should I take another walk to the DMV? Get another learner's permit with a picture of me? I'd put it in my wallet along with my $4 and the condom that's still in there that has probably expired. I'd leave home for New York, but New York is where I'm from. I'm just looking for a way to feel my life has begun. Living in the city where I'm working like a walrus, but man, I don't need your money, man, I'm gonna be an artist. And I'm feeling like I wanna do whatever I feel inside. I put it all on paper and I'll hope that people buy it. And my only minor worry is how to pay the rent, but that won't even matter when I lose my apartment. And I'll really have no worries, I'll be just like a cassette that you've taped up the tabs of to put something new on it. And when I hit record, God only knows what I will be. And if there is no God, then it's a better mystery. Fighting for survival, and I guess I must be winning. And my story is so long I can't remember the beginning. Am I an optimist or am I a pessimist? If I see that half full, half empty cup is half full of nothingness.
Hello, all. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. I apologize if you are an avid Lemonade Tips listener. Unfortunately, Maren could not make it. So I'm taking her place. My name's Noah. I usually host a show called Foxtrot every other Sunday at 8 a.m. Had one this morning. Was a true blast. Join me if you want at any time. So I'm going to be here with you for the next hour as we continue our early Monday morning. I appreciate all who are listening. We just heard Seattle by Jeffrey Lewis. I think it's a fun little ditty. Nothing fantastic, but it's nice little, little anti-folk vibes, I guess you could say. Good song. Okay. I'm going to stop rambling now. We are going to listen to some Sherman and Angel Olsen. So strap in, everyone.
The dress dead man, what a sight. All the hippies running to the hills, just me and you, we've got time to kill.
All right, we just listened to Dead Frogs by Eli Joseph. And just before that, we listened to Like I Used To, a collab from Sharon Van Etten, Angel Olsen. Like I Used To is a banging track. It simply goes hard, and you cannot tell me otherwise. It is just a great song. I've listened to it pretty much nonstop, I'd say, over the past few days. It's just that good. I think if there was any good in this world, they would make a whole album. But, you know, I support whatever artistic direction either one goes. And Dead Frogs by Eli Joseph, another great track. Eli Joseph, he's a good buddy of mine. He's from great town of San Marcos, Texas. You should go check him out. Released an album last year called Doomsday Disco. It was good. It was very good. He's a cool guy. Go listen to his stuff. He's rad. Okay. Hey, just had a random thought here. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Donations are cool. Some would say they're rad. Okay, gonna keep the music going. Got a kind of an interesting selection of tracks coming up. We'll see how it goes. All right, let's keep the tunes rolling.
At 6.
For some reason, when I go to the good,
yeah.
The comedy of man starts
like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what? Are you gonna get this thing? It's milk. Says as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Just wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're totally obsessed with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits. And they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptics. Their languages just serve to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. That they never ever have to leave. Oh, come. is the struggle to survive, but the only thing that they request is something to numb the pain with, until there's nothing human left, just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got. A few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours.
Hunter's guide to a bad night, darling, I'll spoil. Every time I try to make lunch for anyone else.
I hope you all enjoyed those tracks. That last one we just listened to was The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road from their new album, a few months ago. Ants From Up There. And just before that was Pure Comedy by Father John Misty. That Father John Misty track is very pretentious. I like the saxophone in it. Think it goes hard. And man's got a good voice. You simply cannot deny that. Black Country New Road song, that is my favorite song of the year, I think, so far. It is incredible. Off of my favorite album of the year, I think, as well. It's really grown on me. Wasn't, like, the biggest fan when I heard it for the first time, but the more I've listened to it, the more I'm kind of obsessed with it. It is great in every single way. Can't recommend it enough. Ants From Up There by Black Country New Road. Yeah, hope y'all are having a nice 1:27 a.m. on a Monday. I know I am, having a good time hanging out with y'all. And again, we're going to keep this party rolling. We are going to keep this party rolling. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't really have much happy music tonight. My bad, guys. Yeah. Sorry about that. Here's the microphones. Thank you.
the escape. And I ended up floating like water in the air to the blowy ocean side above the pounding of waves. That's where you showed up on the foggiest day. The pole.
to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in. And get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song and start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say. Station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Feed the pigeons and play. Night into day and start talking again when I know what to say.
All right, y'all. We just listened to Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera, cover of the late great Blaze Foley song. Michael Cera's the actor. It's not a band. It's just the actor. He's singing. Before that, we listened to Philadelphia Raga by Peter Matthew Bauer. And just before that, we heard The Pole by The Microphones. I hope you all enjoyed that microphone song. I think it's one of the most cathartic things I've ever heard. I really enjoy kind of walking out of the library at like super late at night and just playing that. It's a good stress reliever, especially the straight yelling part for the last 2 minutes. Maybe not the greatest radio-friendly song, but c'est la vie. I'm having a blast. We only got about 20 minutes left, a little less than that, so I think it's time for a good old PSA. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you. That has been this PSA. Haven't had any bear encounters in my life. I don't plan to, but, you know, it's always good to be ready for them. I don't think usually you schedule encounters with bears. All right, I apologize for the more depressing music to come. I really didn't mean to do this, but it's what we get. I really apologize. All right, let's listen to the Smiths.
Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. See, the sea wants to take me, the knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loutish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves you. And I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over. I know it's over, and it never really began, but in my heart it was so real. And you even spoke to me and said, if you're so funny, then why are you on your own tonight? And if you're so clever, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very good looking, sleep alone tonight. I know, 'cause tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charms, while we're in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, 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 over. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes good to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real. Not for you, my love. Not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head.
nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop calling, it's time to let me be. If you think you can save me, I dare you to
That was Andromeda by Y.S. Blood, and right before that was I Know It's Over by the Smiths. First, that Smith song, I listened to that on repeat for a solid, 2 weeks my senior year of high school, which raises the question, was I even trying to be happy? Probably not. It's a great song, though. Too bad Morrissey kind of sucks, but is what it is. Andromeda, on the other hand, is just an incredible song from start to finish. Everything about it is phenomenal. That song is great. It's one of a kind. I think I could say that. One of a kind. Y.S. Blood is awesome. Check out her stuff if you have not. That's, I'm about to wrap up here. again, thank you all for listening. Want to thank Marin, I guess, for letting me sub for her, I suppose. I guess I should have probably brought this up multiple times. Again, if you had joined a little later, sub for Marin for Lemonade Tapes today. My name is Noah. If you want to hear me talk, if you want to hear me play some more tunes, I do a radio show every other Sunday at 8 a.m. called Foxtrot. I'd love to have y'all. It's a true blast. We laugh, we cry. It's a great time. Okay. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful Monday. You know, first full week of April. Big things ahead. Big things ahead. And let's do it. Unfortunately, I have another sad song to close us out. We're going to play some Phoebe, Waiting Room by Phoebe Bridgers. Pretty sad song. It's great, though. Catch y'all later. Again, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
there's keys for the call the wedding on. And all the feathers rained down, and the town fell asleep.